All right, you guys ready? All right, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Derry Township Board of Supervisors meeting. This is our scheduled, regularly scheduled meeting for Tuesday, August 27th, 2024. It is approximately 7:04 p.m. The board did meet in executive session this evening at 6 p.m., and we adjourned from that executive session at about 7 p.m. sharp, and the board was discussing both land and legal matters during our executive session. So with that, I'm going to call this evening's meeting to order. I would ask everyone to rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, Mr. Christman, would you please conduct the roll call?
Certainly. Supervisor Zamuda?
Here.
Supervisor Corrado?
Here.
Supervisor Nutt?
Here.
Supervisor Wyckoff?
Here.
And Supervisor Abruzzo?
Here.
There are five present, Mr. Chairman.
All right, very good. Seeing as all members of the board are present, we'll proceed with the meeting. The first item on the agenda is our visitor or public comment session. This is the first of two sessions, and although it's posted, housekeeping, although it's posted within the meeting room, I want to advise all persons attending the meeting that it is and has been the policy of the township to tape record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. To ensure that all comments are captured by the recording device and by our stenographer, everyone needs to speak directly into the microphone at the podium. That looks like a brand new podium. Very impressive. The other one kind of wobbled. Make sure the microphone is close to your mouth when you're speaking. We can generally hear you, but the people behind you will have more difficulty hearing if you don't speak into the mic. We ask that you identify yourself by first name, last name, and address so we know that you're a resident. And this is the opportunity for public to put comment into the record. So we try to keep comment to about 3 minutes. If you're going over 3 minutes and it doesn't look like you're wrapping up, I'll gently urge you or nudge you to wrap up. Other than that, this time is for the public. So would anybody like to come forward with public comment? You could take mine. Come up here, Tracy.
Thank you.
Okay, I even wrote there. Tracy's my favorite resident.
Thanks.
Second.
Did you have anything else? Okay, that was easy enough. Okay. All right, anyone else? All right, seeing no one, we will then close this session of visitor public comment. There is still another opportunity for visitor public comment at the conclusion of the meeting. So that'll take us to the consent calendar. There are four items under the consent calendar. I'm sorry, I have a little technical malfunction here. There are three items of the consent calendar, A through C. The board can take all items in one motion, or we can take each individual item separately. And that is at the prerogative of the board. So I'll ask my colleagues now, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the consent calendar items A, B, and C.
All right, very good. Motion made by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Corrado. Are there any questions or discussion on any of the items? Hearing none. All those in favor of approving the motion this evening, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Mm-hmm. All items under the consent calendar have been approved. That takes us to new business. The first item under new business is acknowledging the years of service for township employees. Mr. Christman, I know that you prepared a list of the employees, and I will go briefly through them.
Yes.
We'll start with really the most impressive, right? So at 30 years, beginning employment in 1994, Denise Phillips, from the library, and Stephen Kienzel from Public Works. At 25 years, beginning in 1999, were Anthony Clements, Rebecca Kessler, and Tom Pavone, all of the police department. At 20 years, beginning in 2004, Gregory Mowry from the police department, Melissa Wallace, a crossing guard, Karen Tropp in our IT department, and Kevin Smith from Public Works. At 15 years of service, beginning in 2009, Ashley Henning from the police department, our own Zach Jackson, assistant township manager from began in Parks and Rec, Rebecca Swigert with the administration, Charles Emmerich, community development. Look at all these all-stars here in the room here. 15 years, man. Doris Espenshade, a crossing guard. At 10 years, beginning in 2014, where is Charmaine Howell from the police department. And 5 years in 2019, also an impressive class led by Dave Habig from community development, Jenna Ginder from finance, Earl Snyder, Chad Sowers, and Tammy Souls from public works. Thank you to all of those employees for the years of service. We pride ourselves in this township, at least in the administration building and on the board, of having some of the best employees anywhere in local government in central Pennsylvania. And it's these people that make government run so well here in Derry Township. And we're grateful for all of them, grateful for their years of service, and we wish them continued success. The next item on our agenda is B. It's the request for authorization to execute a bid proposal for the HVAC unit replacement at the Hershey Public Library. Mrs. Jacobine.
The Hershey Public Library's HVAC unit is ready for replacement due to age and condition. Design of a new unit and bid documents for that unit were previously approved by the Board of Supervisors. On August 12th, 2024, bids were accepted as advertised for the HVAC unit replacement at Hershey Public Library. Moore Engineering received four requests for bid proposals. Three proposals were received from the following companies: Liebold Incorporated in the amount of $322,700, Garden Spot Mechanical Incorporated in the amount of $390,000, Fry Lutz LLC in the amount of $434,400. The original project estimate was $316,800, and we recommend that they award it to the lowest bidder.
Are there any questions for Allison on this item? If not, we can entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that the Board of Supervisors authorize the contract for the HVAC unit replacement at the Hershey Public Library to be awarded to Liebold Inc. in the amount of $327,700.
All right, very good. Motion is made by Mr. Corrado. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Any questions from the board or any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, just to clarify, the amount of the low bid is $322,700, not $327,700. So I just bring that to everyone's attention.
Yeah, do we need to, I think we sure. can correct that on the record. Do we want to do it?
Correct that in the minutes to reflect.
Yeah. 322, 700. All right. Thank you for that correction, Mr. Chrisman. If there are no other discussion items or questions, all those in favor of approving the motion at $322,700, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and the motion is approved. Thank you. The next item is C. It's the final land development and stormwater management site plan for Hershey Square proposed outparcel development, plat 1353. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At the Board of Supervisors regular meeting held on August 13, 2024, the board did direct staff to notify the applicant that the board intends to take action on the final plan at the board's meeting tonight. As background, on December 6, 2022, the board conditionally approved the preliminary land development and stormwater management site plan for this project, deferring action on the final plan pending the results of a traffic impact study and the applicants complying with numerous other conditions as originally stated in correspondence from the township to the applicant dated December 20th, 2022. I am recommending that the board reject the final land development plan for plat 1353 based upon the items noted in my staff comments, the 12 items. I'm also recommending that the Board of Supervisors does not take any action on the waivers before them. As outlined in my agenda item, the rejection of the final plan makes the any action on the waivers moot.
All right, very good. And now we have the representative for the applicant.
Good evening. May it please the Board. My name is Bruce Warshawski. My address, business address, is 2320 North 2nd Street in Harrisburg, 17110. And I serve as counsel to UNME LLC, which is the beneficial owner and developer of the plan that Mr. Emmerich just described. Our position is that the plan, the response that was provided earlier, which was brought forth before the Planning Commission in April, is the same plan that is before you this evening, and we would respectfully request that the Board follow the Planning Commission and approve the plan. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Warshawski. Any questions from the board for Mr. Emmerich or Mr. Warshawski? It's up to the board. Any questions? If not, are there any items for discussion? And if not, we can entertain a motion.
And just to be clear, Chuck took you through the basis somewhat of the denial of the pending final land development plan associated with the application. I will note that one of the reasons set forth in his agenda memo was based upon the HRG review letter dated March 4, 2024, as well as the fact that the applicant has failed to comply with the outstanding conditions of the preliminary plan approval.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Armstrong. Motion?
I will offer a motion that the final land development plan and stormwater management site plan for Hershey Square proposed out parcel development plat 1353 is rejected for the following reasons. Despite the proposed traffic improvements in accordance with the HRG letter dated March 4th, 2024, the applicant failed to mitigate the impacts of traffic to a level in accordance with Chapter 185, Section 185 through 43.J, which requires recommendations for transportation improvements needed to maintain traffic flow to, from, and past the site at an acceptable and safe level of service. Additionally, the outstanding items listed in the department head recommendation section of this agenda item and the outstanding items listed in the March 4th, 2024 HRG letter.
All right. Motion is made for denial by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and the motion is approved. There is a suggested two motions, but one is for the waivers. I'll go ahead, make a motion that the waivers from the subdivision and land development ordinance, I don't know if we really need this, but since we've denied the plan, but that the waivers from the subdivision and land development ordinance and stormwater management ordinance, as noted in the explanation section of this agenda item for the final land development and stormwater management site plan for Hershey Square proposed out parcel development plat 1353, are also denied due to the rejection of the final land development and stormwater management site plan for Hershey Square proposed out parcel development plat 1353. So that's my motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Corrado. Is there discussion on this motion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously.
Thank you, Chairman Bruzzo. Thank you to the board for your kind consideration.
Thank you, Mr. Warshawski. The next item is D. It is the consideration of time extension for conditional approval of the preliminary final land development plan for the Milton from the MHS Family Center, plat 1382. And Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
All right. Board of Supervisors approved plat 1382 on March 12, 2024. Conditioned upon several items being addressed by the applicant no later than September 12th of 2024. To date, only conditions one and three of the letter that was sent to the applicant have been addressed. The applicant has requested an extension of time until December 11th, 2024, that would be 90 days from the current deadline, to address the outstanding conditions of approval. The extension request proposes no changes to the details of the previously approved plan or to the waivers and deferments from the subdivision that were granted from the subdivision and land development ordinance. I'm recommending that the board approve the extension conditioned upon the 17 items listed in staff comments.
Thank you, Mr. Emmerich. Any questions for Mr. Emmerich on this agenda item? And if not, is there a motion?
I'll make that motion that the approval of the approval of the preliminary final land development plan for Milton H. S. Hershey Family Center, Plat 1382, is extended to December 11th, 2024, subject to compliance with items 1 through 17 in the department head recommendation section.
Motion made by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second to his motion?
I'll second.
Motion is seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any further discussion or questions? I didn't think so, Mr. Carano. All those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion is approved unanimously. The next item is E. It's the consideration of time extension for conditional approval of the preliminary final lot consolidation and land development plan for Hershey Lumber Company, Plat 1381. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This plan was approved by the Board of Supervisors on March 12th of 2024, conditioned upon several items being addressed by the applicant no later than September 12th of 2024. To date, only one of the conditions have been addressed. The applicant, by way of their legal counsel, has requested an extension of time until March 12th of 2025, which is a six-month extension, to address the outstanding conditions of approval. The extension request proposes no changes to the details of the previously approved plan or to the waivers that were granted from the Stormwater Management Ordinance and the Subdivision and Land Development Ordinance. I'm recommending that the board extend approval of Plat 1381 until March 12th of 2025, conditioned upon the 29 items listed in staff comments being addressed.
Good evening.
My name is Zach Severson. I'm here on behalf of Hershey Lumberyard LLC. I've been before the board a number of times over the last year. You'll recall, as Mr. Emmerich just stated, we received conditional preliminary final approval of our land development plan. I submitted a rather lengthy and detailed letter to the board, kind of explaining where we were in terms of the conditions that have been imposed by the board on our preliminary final approval. I think that probably the main thing driving the extension request is just kind of the coordination with various entities related to utilities and right-of-way access or, you know, curbing, sidewalk, things like that. We're still waiting on final approval of our HOP permit, so it's those kinds of third-party things that have kind of slowed us down a little bit in getting our approvals. We still have to finalize details of development agreements, O&M agreements, things like that with Mr. Armstrong's office. We take it very seriously that we're requesting this extension, and we would just request that the board grant our request.
Are any questions for the applicant?
I just want to say thank you for your explanation. It's rare that we get an explanation as to why an applicant needs an extension. Thank you.
All right. If there are no other questions, we can entertain a motion.
I'll offer a motion that the approval of the preliminary final lot consolidation and land development plan for Hershey Lumber Yard Company, Plat 1381, is extended to March 12, 2025, subject to compliance with item 1 through 29 and the department head recommendation section of this agenda item.
Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second to her motion?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any questions or discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion is passed unanimously. Thank you.
We appreciate your time.
The next item on the agenda is F. It's the request to permit the Special Olympics Law Enforcement Torch Run to traverse certain state and township roadways within Derry Township on September 20th, 2024. And Lieutenant Demmel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Special Olympics Law Enforcement Torch Run will begin on Friday, September 20th, 2024 at 7:30 a.m. at the Cumberland County Law Enforcement Memorial. There will be several segments or legs of the run. The law enforcement torch run is run by police officers, sheriff's deputies, support staff, and police volunteers and other law enforcement professionals around the world. The destination on September 20th will be the Pennsylvania State Police Academy in Derry Township. The run will enter Derry Township on Middletown Road at approximately 2:20 to 2:45 p.m. Make a right on the main street in Hummelstown Borough, then into Derry Township on Walton Avenue. The run will turn left onto Hershey Park Drive and eventually another left onto Police Academy Drive. The run will be escorted by police motorcycles and officers who will also temporarily direct traffic as the run traverses through multiple jurisdictions. This is recommended by our department.
All right. Thank you, Lieutenant. Any questions for Lieutenant Demmel on this, on the race or the request?
Yeah, a quick, well, now Becky just left. I was just wondering if Becky would send it out so that residents know that this is happening. It's kind of cool. Maybe they want to cheer it along the way. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
There's a couple of events on here.
Yeah, okay. Okay. That's all.
Anything else? If not, may we have a motion?
I'll make a motion that the request to permit the Special Olympics Law Enforcement Torch Run to traverse certain state and township roads within Derry Township on September 20th, 2024, be hereby approved.
Very good. Motion made by Mr. Corrado. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Zimuda. All in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Next item on the agenda is G. It's the request to close North Hockersville Road from Old West Chocolate Avenue. We probably need some WD-40 on those doors there. To Old West Chocolate Avenue to Hershey Park Drive from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, September 21st, 2024, for the annual PIAA Cross Country Invitational being held on the grounds of the Hershey Entertainment Complex. Again, Lieutenant Demmel.
Thank you again. The annual PIAA Cross Country Invitational is scheduled for Saturday, September 21st, 2024. On the grounds of Hershey Entertainment Complex. The design of the course has runners crossing North Hockersville Road two times during each race. For the safety of the runners and spectators, Hershey Entertainment Complex Safety and Security has requested the closure of North Hockersville Road. This closure has occurred for several years with no issues, and Matt Bennett from Hershey Entertainment Safety and Security is here. If there were any questions.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Any questions on this item? And if not, we can entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that the request to close North Hockersville Road from Old West Chocolate Avenue to Hershey Park Drive from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, September 21st, 2024, for the annual PIAA Cross Country Invitational being held on the grounds of the Hershey Entertainment Complex be hereby approved.
All right, very good. Motion is made by Mr. Zimuda. Is there a second to his motion?
I will second.
Motion is seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any questions or discussion? Mm-mm. Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. The next item on the agenda is H. It is a request to close North Hockersville Road from Old West Chocolate Avenue to Hershey Park Drive from 11 p.m. on Thursday, October 10th, 2024, to 5 p.m. on Friday, October 11th, 2024, for the annual Antique Automobile Club of America fall meet being held on the grounds of the Hershey Entertainment Complex. Lieutenant Demmel.
Once again, the annual AACA fall meet is scheduled for October 8th through the 11th, 2024, on the grounds of the Hershey Entertainment Complex. During this time period, from October 10th through October 11th, an increase in pedestrian traffic will take place across North Hockersville Road, which will be a connection for two large areas of the event. For the safety of the participants and attendees, Hershey Entertainment Complex Safety and Security has requested the closure of North Hawkersville Road. That has been reviewed and recommended by our traffic safety unit and the department director.
All right, very good. With that, is there are there any questions for the lieutenant on this event? If not, is there a motion?
I will offer a motion that the request to close North Hawkersville Road from Old West Chocolate Avenue to Hershey Park Drive from 11 p.m. on Thursday, October 10th, 2024, to 5 p.m. on Friday, October 11th, 2024, for the annual Antique Automobile Club of America fall meeting being held on the grounds of the Hershey Entertainment Complex be hereby approved.
All right. Motion made by Mrs. Nutt for approval. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approval, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. I think we're coming back to you one more time, Lieutenant. The next item is aye. It's the request to close North Hawkersville Road from Old West Chocolate Avenue to Hershey Park Drive from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, November 2nd, 2024, for the annual PIAA Cross Country Championships being held on the grounds of the Hershey Entertainment Complex. Again, I'll pass it off.
Thank you. The annual PIAA Cross Country Championships is scheduled for Saturday, November 2nd, 2024, on the grounds of the Hershey Entertainment Complex. The design of the course has runners crossing North Hawkersville Road two times during each race. For the safety of the runners and spectators, Hershey Entertainment Complex Safety and Security has requested the closure of North Hawkersville Road. Once again, that was reviewed and recommended by our traffic safety unit and department director.
All right, very good. Thank you, Lieutenant. Is there a motion?
I guess I'll make the motion that the request to close North Hawkersville Road from Old West Chocolate Avenue to Hershey Park Drive from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, November 2nd, 2024 for the annual PIAA Cross Country Championships being held on the grounds of the Hershey Entertainment Complex be hereby approved.
Very good. Motion made by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. The last item under new business is J. It's the acceptance of financial security for the stormwater management plan for 710 Hilltop Road, S-2024-011. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This plan was submitted to detail the design of stormwater management facilities for a dwelling, patio, sidewalk, and driveway. The applicant and property owners are John and Diana Reinhold. HRG reviewed the cost estimate prepared by the applicant's engineer and recommended that financial security in the amount of $31,762 be provided. The applicants have indeed provided cash and have entered into the township standard agreement to provide financial security to guarantee the completion of the required improvements by a stormwater management site plan and report. I'm recommending that the board accepts the financial security in the amount of $31,762 and enters into the agreement with the Breinholtz.
Questions for Mr. Emmerich on the item? It's fairly perfunctory. Is there a motion?
I'll offer a motion that the Board of Supervisors accepts the cash financial security in the amount of $31,762 and enters into the agreement to provide financial security between John and Diana Breinhold and the Township for the Stormwater Management Plan for 710 Hilltop Road, S-2024-011.
Very good. Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Corrado. Any questions or discussion on this item? Hearing none, all those in favor of approval, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. That concludes new business. That we'll now turn to supervisor, board, or committee reports, and I'll start with Mr. Zamuda.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Earlier this morning, Ms. Nutt and I were part of a transportation committee meeting, And it was usual business. There were a couple of things that came up that we discussed in depth. One of the major ones was the crossings over on Hershey Park Boulevard and the fatality that occurred several weeks ago. The folks at HENR are going to look into this and report back to us on some kind of mitigation efforts that they can take to try to prevent something like that in the future. We were also given a rundown of the DTMA projects in the area. There's a slight delay in the Ridge Road project, and there's some sinkholes up at the Jacobs Creek area that are going to be taken care of. And that's pretty much it.
That's great news.
Yeah.
You think so, I'd know somebody on this at the township to be able to get potholes in my own neighborhood fixed, but I think I lost a lot of credibility with my neighbors, but thank you. It's going to be rebuilt. I appreciate that. Mr. Corrado.
Quick report. Getting though, we had a Derry Township Municipal Authority meeting last night. The Spring Creek Interceptor Upgrade Project, all work is complete. Contract has been closed out. Rick touched on the Ridge Road one, so I won't do that one. But the West Chocolate Avenue sewer main replacement in front of Town Place Suites Hotel. The sewer replacement will occur over the next couple of months. DITMA partnered with UGI to share in the final paving and restoration as UGI just completed their gas main replacement in the vicinity of the sewer work. Other than that, that's all I have to report.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Corrado. Mrs. Nutt.
Supervisor Zamuda offered a report on the transportation group. Additionally, we met with the ICDA about a week ago to approve a handful of very small capital improvements to the Giant Center paid for by the Capital Improvement Fund. And that is that's all I have to report.
All right. Mr. Wyckoff.
I have no report this evening. Thank you.
All right. And I also do not have a report for the evening. That'll take us to departmental reports, and we'll begin with the police department with Lieutenant Demmel.
Nothing to report.
All right. Hershey Volunteer Fire Department, Mr. Sassaman.
I have nothing for this evening. Thank you.
Public Works, Mr. Clark.
I don't have anything.
And by the way, Tom, I wasn't referring. I do want to say anytime I call Tom in Public Works, things are done immediately. I wasn't getting the same kind of feedback from my friends at the municipal authority. So I kind of took a shot at the DTMA, not Public Works. I want to make sure that's right. Because everybody always says, oh, it's Public Works. But you and I have been through this. Most of the time, it's not Public Works. I know. I didn't want you to harm me. All right, very good. Mrs. Jacobine, Library.
All right, so the library is closed on Monday, September 2nd for Labor Day. And on Wednesday, September 4th at 6 p.m., we have the honor of having a Holocaust survivor come speak at the library. He's going to be talking about why we have to continue to talk about this topic. I would highly recommend it. I've heard very good things about the Lancaster group that brought him to our attention. And we continue to accept costumes for our costume swap. So...
all good. Thank you, Allison.
That is such a great idea, Allison. Yeah. All of us moms who've had those costumes, like, you never use them again. That is such a great idea.
Sits in your closet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amy, Parks and Rec.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A couple updates. So upcoming this weekend is the last weekend for the outdoor pool. So Saturday and Sunday, it will be open 12 to 6 p.m. And then Monday on Labor Day, it will be open 12 to 4 p.m. And that will be the last day for the 2024 season. We also have our last drive-in movie coming up on Friday, September 6th at Schenck Park. The showing will be at dusk, and the movie is Mario Brothers. And one last item, the Halloween parade registration is now open. So if you go to derrytownship.org under Parks and Recreation, you can find the application to apply and participate in the parade, which is Wednesday, October 16th this year.
Very good. Thank you, Amy. Township engineer, Mr. Stump.
No report from me tonight.
Very good. Assistant township manager, Mr. Jackson.
Nothing for me. Thank you.
I just want to be clear. Are you the assistant to the township manager, or are you the assistant township manager?
I believe it's assistant township manager.
Very good, because, you know, there was a discrepancy in the show The Office about that. I thought we did it right. Good, Zach. I'm glad you're in the new position. You're going to do great things. Community development, Mr. Emmerich?
Nothing more this evening, thank you.
All right, and township manager, Mr. Crispin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just one quick report. I did update at the last meeting about the vulture program in Derry Township, and Tracy's here tonight. So I did get an update from USDA this morning. It's probably a good thing for us, a bad thing for the vultures. 979 of them have been removed from Derry Township since the program started. That's an uptick from where we were when I reported to you last week, which was a number that was from earlier in the month, the prior month. So they're being moved and being removed. Not necessarily sure if the flock is lessening at all in the area, but we are still an attractive place for vultures too. So hopefully as time goes on, the numbers continue to go down. I know with Tracy here tonight, like, you know, she's been an advocate for her area of the community in that, you know, they are very damaging animals to property, to, and so hopefully those things are lessening as well over where you're at too. So I haven't heard any reports from HENR and the zoo side of the equation, but just to make you aware, 979 birds have been removed. So
wow,
that's all I have. So okay. Thank you.
Good. It's a lot, right?
That's a lot, right?
Wow.
Why
I'm pushing. I know. There were a lot of birds there. All right, that concludes then township reports. This is the next session for public comment, so anybody wishing to come forward can do so now. Same rules as the first time.
Tracy Brown, 319 Park Avenue. I have a couple different topics, so thanks, Mr. Crispin, for the update about the vultures. 970-plus vultures is pretty significant considering the size of my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Only 20 houses. So that's a lot, and kind of why I was pushing so hard for you guys to step in and help. So I do appreciate your advocacy with that and then approving adding this to the budget. The other thing, I sent you guys an email because there was a news release today about an event on September 21st at the Giant Center. So back in 2019, I had come to the supervisors regarding political rallies coming into town and the burden that it had been placing on the taxpayer to pay for this extra security. You know, in 2016, a political rally came in to town the first time for $13,057.52. That's how much the taxpayers paid for extra security. A few weeks later, $7,017.14. Again, the money covered extra security and traffic control measures. The visit further disrupted traffic when highways and roads were completely shut down to accommodate a motorcade, and then the subsequent departure of the masses. The supervisor board at the time, which I don't think any of you were on, set a precedent to gift these sort of costs to campaigns. There was, you know, widespread outcry against this, and I do want to say that even though it was targeting one political party, I would be a hypocrite if I didn't go after, you know, another political party if they tried the same thing. So I would definitely be standing up here saying the same thing if we were burdened with these costs. Today it was announced that the vice presidential candidate for one party will be at the Giant Center on September 21st. And it's branded as entertainment rather than a rally. I don't think that the security changes when you brand something as entertainment rather than a rally. There's still going to be security costs. The executive director for Major City Chiefs Organization, it's a professional organization of police executives, is quoted as saying the fiscal impact on local governments, especially during campaign seasons, in critical vote states or communities can be significant. When one considers how much money campaigns raise and spend, it does not seem unreasonable to expect some degree of reimbursement for demands of service. I do ask that the supervisors make inquiry as to who is footing the bill for these extra services. I did ask this question of you in 2020, and there seemed to be some sort of amicable solution between HENR and the township that there would be payment of some sort. Considering the amount of money that campaigns raise, I don't think it is an unreasonable ask for people to pay their fair share, especially when all sides kind of brag about how much money they have. This is a campaign stop. This is not official business. Whether it's branded as entertainment is something different, but campaign finance rules indicate that if it is a campaign stop or if it's a campaign event, campaigns pay for it rather than the taxpayer. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Tracy. And we are in receipt of your email, and it did spur good conversation amongst the board members. So I think we're going to work on putting together a policy that sort of reflects the solution we came up with in 2020. And because I think what we all know is it looks like, I don't know, for the next 20 or 30 years, Pennsylvania is going to be a swing state, and we're going to expect to see these kinds of visits all the time. And especially in light of the fact that Giant Center and the Farm Show are really the two largest venues in central Pennsylvania. So your email did not fall on deaf ears. We are taking a look at it, and we will address that situation. Okay? Is anyone else? All right. Seeing no one else, we will close that visitor and public comment session. And then I just want to conclude with my own sort of public comment. So when I ran for township supervisor 3 years ago, it was in the full intention of serving a six-year term. But as happens in life, changing circumstances can force us to have to rechart our course. And over the last 9 months, positive changes in my professional life have made it necessary for my wife and I to relocate to the Philadelphia suburbs. And though I tried to manage working in New Jersey and traveling home for weekends and for meetings since last November, my professional situation has changed yet again since in the last 30 days. And my current role simply requires me to live closer to work. Many folks have observed, and I will confirm, that my house is under contract for sale. I expect closing to occur on October 9th. On the 9th, when my house closes, I'll no longer be a resident technically of Derry Township. So I will not be, I'm not qualified to sit as an elected member of the board at that time. And so therefore, I'll be submitting my formal resignation to this board in the coming week, with an effective date of September 24th, 2024. So that's the second meeting in September. I've shared some of this news, you know, bits and pieces of this with all of my board members, all of my colleagues here over the last couple of weeks. Things have moved really kind of quickly, and so I wish I'd been able to spend more time with everybody up here talking about what was happening. I suspect that everybody might have thought that this day was coming just based after the last 9 months. So I did want to announce it publicly now so that I'm not leaving anyone in the lurch. We have plenty of time to move through the process of appointing, of essentially me finishing out the next month and an appointment process to take place and, in fact, somebody to be appointed to fill my role. This is a bittersweet decision. My wife and I were leaving the home that we've lived in for the last 25 years. We're leaving many friends, and we love this community. We've lived here for the last 25 years and raised our children here, and it's a testament to the kind of community this is and the school district that we have that we're very proud of the three children we raised here and the things that they've accomplished and are accomplishing. So it is very much an emotional decision for my wife, Andrea, and I. The hard choice we made was really made in the best interest of our family. And so I will continue, as I said, I will soldier on here with my colleagues for the next month. There will be no perceptible changes. I will say, so, you know, this is not the time for goodbyes or speeches. The board is going to have to accept my resignation on the meeting of the 24th. So I will submit my resignation effective on the 24th in the next week. The board can essentially vote on it on the 24th and accept it on that date. And that will conclude my service on the board. The municipal code in Pennsylvania sets forth the legal process for replacing a board member. This board, over the course of the last 20 years, has had to replace board members more than once. But in the twice that I've been involved, it's been done different ways. This board is going to, with tonight's announcement, and with Becky's help, we will publish on our website that our board will accept letters of interest and resumes for those wishing to be appointed to fill out really what amounts to 14 months of my term. The municipal code requires that this position I'm in, my spot on the board, will come up for election next year now. So whoever's appointed will literally be a short-term appointment, but nevertheless, this board will accept resumes, letters of interest, up until September 6th, which is a Friday at 4 p.m. All such letters of interest should be directed to the attention of Mr. Chrisman only. Mr. Chrisman will collect those items. He will be in charge of disseminating resumes and letters of interest to the four other board members. I'm not going to participate in that process, but it will be then the four board members who can then review the letters of interest and resumes they receive. They can talk amongst themselves. I'd ask that Vice Chair Nutt be the one that sort of rallies individually one-on-one conversations with all the supervisors to find a consensus candidate. And that person will be invited to the way we will handle this is we will have a special meeting immediately after the meeting on the 24th, after our regularly scheduled meeting. So we'll adjourn the meeting on the 24th, and I will be done, and I will step down off the podium. Mrs. Nutt will slide over. She will assume the chairmanship. She will open up the special meeting, and the board will then, assuming they've arrived at one candidate that the majority of the board agrees on, they will simply make a motion, they will second it, and they will vote to appoint that person, whoever it is, to the board. And that will conclude the process. It is no requirement that it be a public interview session the way it was conducted several years ago, and I think that actually did a lot of folks a disservice. I think a lot of folks that put their name in the hat weren't expecting that they would have to give a formal presentation. We don't want to make this harder for residents. We want to make it easier for people to get involved. So if interested, send your resume and a letter of interest to Mr. Chrisman by September 6th, 4 p.m. Don't be late. Get it in. And then this board, as is their duty, it is this board's decision who the appointed member of the board will be. That's not a community decision or a public decision. It is their decision. So I will just ask Mr. Armstrong very quickly. That's the path the board would like to take. Is there anything that I've represented from the perspective of the board that's incorrect or?
All of that is consistent with the second class times code.
Okay. So that is how we're going to proceed. I know that for some people in this room, this is probably a surprise, and I apologize for surprising you. But I appreciate everybody's just friendship and hard work over the years. And again, I'll have more to say on that on September 24th. But for now, that's my public comment and my announcement. And at this point now, we can ask or we can entertain a motion for adjournment.
I'll make the motion for adjournment.
All right. Motion made by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Corrado. Are there any questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of adjourning, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.